Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Getaway Friday, October the 9th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. Now, I'll be with you today through 1 p.m., and I don't know. We might have guests. We might have call-ins. We're going to do possibly the Family Feud today. That's always a fun thing to do on Friday. But boy, do I have a story to tell you. And I think it has something to do with karma. And I'll tell you about that karma in just 1 second. But I do want to mention this because I want to mention this as often as I can this morning because I think this is important. And I don't know if a whole lot of people know about this. There's going to be a no-cost drive-through COVID-19 testing this weekend, tomorrow, October the 10th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Center Street Community Health Center. This is no cost to you. No appointment is needed. No medical provider order is required. Bring your health insurance card if available. You'll have the results in 3 to 5 days. A mask is required at the testing site. The test is easy, painless, and safe. If you have any questions, contact 740-751-6380, and I imagine they are in today on Friday. But remember, it's a no-cost drive-through COVID-19 testing site, Saturday, October the 10th, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Center Street Community Health Center, right here on Center Street, not too far from where we are. No cost, no appointment, no order needed by a doctor. Bring your health insurance card if you have one. Results in 3 to 5 days. A mask is required at the test site. And if you have any questions, 740-751-6380. Now, this is important because a lot of people have been getting COVID lately. And, you know, as we have learned, it's not all deadly. It's some of it. You don't even know, some people don't even know they have it, and they have it. But they could be infecting somebody who's got a weak immune system, and you don't want to do that. So if you're wondering if you have COVID, and you just want to get tested for free, tomorrow is the time to do that, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Center Street Community Health Center, tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, there's that. And here's another thing I want to know. Before I get to my karma story here, you know, yesterday the governor came to Marion and did his 2 o'clock COVID state of the state on the porch of the Harding home. I saw a bunch of pictures of this. Now, I'm not really sure. Maybe some local media was alerted to this, but I did not hear anything about this, and I don't think most people in town knew this was going on. Now, I can guess the reason for that was probably they did not want a whole bunch of people there because of the pandemic. So I can understand that. But you would think that the people at the Harding home might have alerted the local media. You know, who knows? But we weren't there. I really don't know what we would have done anyway, to be honest, because it was televised. So we would just be repeating the same stuff that you heard yesterday during the speech. But so that's that. There is not really a good, I guess, relay of information here in the town when it comes to media, when it comes to events like that. But maybe it was the governor's choice, and he did not want a lot of people there. Now, if anybody has any comments on that, give me a buzz. Did you think it was interesting that he was out there on the porch of the Harding home giving this COVID update? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about this here this morning. I just found it interesting because I got two messages very quick after the 2 p.m. Event was taking place. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. It was on Spectrum 1 in the morning. My sister called me from Zanesville to tell me about it. I was taking a nap.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. No word ever came out anywhere. Nobody sent anything to the media, and there he was.
I know. She's calling me from Zanesville. I said, I don't get it. He said, yes, you do. It's on Spectrum 1. And I rushed in for about 10 minutes. I was shocked as you were. I didn't see anything. Lady from the place where, Harding's place, she spoke quite a bit. Well, lady with long blonde hair, I don't know what her name was, but she spoke quite a bit. She said it wouldn't be open for a while, but he had a nice little chat with her. I was shocked. She called me from Zanesville. You can watch it. Turn it on.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because I can understand why they maybe didn't announce it to the public because, you know, of the pandemic, but I would have thought they would have wanted some local media there, and maybe some local media was there. I don't know. Maybe we just got left off the list.
Well, that's all I know. I watched it for a few minutes, and I thought, well, they're not telling me anything I already didn't hear from you or from the local newspaper, so...
Yeah, it's interesting, but yeah, it was nice to see the governor there with the Harding home as the backdrop.
Yes. Yeah. And on this sidebar, I do like green beans too.
Oh, do you? Because have you ever eaten green beans as a meal?
No.
Well,
it was on the side, you know. Whereas that was some kind of meat in it. My grandmother was fixing it when you had fresh green beans. It was delicious.
Oh. Green beans are my favorite. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Keep up the good work. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the green beans thing is hanging over here. If you haven't been listening about the green bean issue, the other night I went out to eat with somebody, and I ordered green beans as the main course. And apparently this is just uncharted territory. I have heard from so many people that green beans is a side. You never order it as your main course. If you order it as your main course, apparently you should walk the plank. It can't be done. I still contest that you can order green beans as a main course. I don't know why you can't, but and I remember, I would have to go into the recesses of my mind to go back to my childhood, but I think that when I was a child, people used to cook a big pot of green beans, and they would put, like, ham in it, ham and green beans, and I think that was the main course. I don't know. Does anybody have any more thoughts on this green bean thing? I'm going to get to my karma thing here in a second. But does anybody have any more thoughts on this green bean thing? Because this is becoming the conspiracy of the week. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do want to also let you know, since we've talked about it so often here on the show this week, that I have not heard from Mary Ellen yet about the cup and the chocolate. Now, she might have found it and just written it off at this point, or maybe nobody's told her that I have been talking about it here on the radio, but the cup with the chocolate, I haven't heard anything from her, but I'm pretty sure that somebody probably has at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I'm like you, when I was a kid, you know, we grew green beans. You know, when we picked the green beans, we made a big pot full, like you say, with some ham or something in it.
Well, yeah.
That was our meal.
Yeah, and I don't know why this is such a shock for people.
Yeah, I like green beans.
Yeah, and I think that's a main course.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because there are many sides, like I said yesterday, like macaroni and cheese, that you can eat as a main meal.
And on the governor's deal, I think there was only two people. I think Paul James and a fellow from the Marine Star, and I think the governor said he tells everybody else, limit those meetings to 10 people or less.
Well, and that's understandable.
And
now,
I guess security and the governor and his wife and a couple media people was it.
Now, did they get a chance to talk to the governor?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I listened to Paul James this morning. I think they said they had 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes with the governor.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Nope, that's good.
That is good.
And I think probably they didn't advertise it because they didn't want like you say, a group of people, especially a group of protesters or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can certainly understand why they would not want to advertise it to the general public.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody knew it. I hadn't heard at all about it, you know, and so, and since it's not on the hardly on any radio station, it used to be WLW out of Cincinnati would carry it, and they quit carrying those, I think, Channel 34 WOSU, I think, is about the only place that carries it live right now.
Yeah, they've kind of done away with it. Well, I'm glad that the Star and Paul James got a chance to talk to the governor, and hopefully something will come of it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you.
Sure.
Well, see, that's good. At least there was some media there, and I'm sure they did have to limit the number of people who were at the gathering. Is it 10 people? I think it might be 10 people. And that's good. You know, I think that that's the way it should be. You got to do what you got to do, certainly in those particular situations. All right, Getaway Friday, October 9th, 2020, here coming up on 28 minutes past the hour. So here's the thing. We're doing the green bean thing. I think people are turning my direction on the green bean thing, because I think that if you eat green beans as a main course, this is perfectly fine. I think you just put some ham in there, you have the green beans, and you eat it. I don't think this is as abnormal as people have made it up to be. Now, and what I still don't understand about it is the person I was out to eat with the other night, they just had a sandwich. They just had one item. So why would it not be okay for me to just order one item? I think that is totally understandable to just have the green beans. But that's the way it goes. It's kind of like with the governor yesterday. You know, I guess they invite. I wonder who was in charge of that, who got invited and who did not get invited to the governor press conference yesterday. But I hope that people get to hear the interview with the governor that apparently was done yesterday for 15 minutes, because I think it's important to hear what the governor has to say at this particular point. Those are important things. So maybe next time we'll get on the guest list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, if you ever hear of those things going on, you can always give us an email here at Scott at WWGH1071.com, and we will cover those things the best we can. That is how it's done. You know, and I think in a certain way, when you've been around, a media has been around, the Marion Star, hundreds of years at this point, and WMRN, I think 80 years at this point, even though most of it's automated, you know, I'm sure they are first on the invitation list. So nothing wrong with that, and I think Paul James is probably perfectly capable of doing a 15-minute interview with the governor. So we hope I'd like to hear it. So if anybody ever knows when this is going to be played, I'd love to hear it. It's always good to hear local people interviewing people of that nature, like the governor, because I think local people ask different questions than national people or even people from Columbus. I think they have a different point of view. Okay, so that's where that stands. And what else are we talking about here? Oh, the green beans thing. I don't know. If anybody else has an opinion on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think? Is green beans okay as a main course? I think it's perfectly fine. Even though I have taken a lot of stuff over this over the last few days, without question, about the green bean ordering the other night as the main course. And I would just like to report that when I ordered the green beans, everything was fine. I was full. I did not have to come home and eat anything else. And certainly it can be used as a side, but in my particular case, I used it as the main course. So there's that. All right. What else is going on around here? Well, I want to tell you about what happened
yesterday. Because I think this is maybe the main thrust of the program this morning. Because I like to share what's going on with me. Okay, here's what I'm going to talk about this morning. You know, and I'm not even sure how to approach this, to be honest with you, because it's kind of strange. I have talked about cutting myself, shaving. I have talked about having colds. I have talked about allergies. I have talked about all kinds of stuff like that. But this is a little different, and I'll tell you why in just a second. And I think the reason I call it the karma story is I think it might have something to do with maybe this whole thing with the chocolate and the cup in Mary Ellen's drawer, or maybe ordering green beans for a meal. I don't know. Maybe it has to, or you know what I even thought this morning is about a month ago, I had the voodoo doctor, the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop on, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, she put a curse on me or something like that, because, well, she wanted a copy of the interviews that we did, and I sent them through email, and I hope she got them. I haven't heard from her, but, you know, the last person you want to tick off is a voodoo doctor. So I thought, well, maybe it's that. Maybe I have a hex on my head or something at this particular point. But here's what happened. Now, I'm going to try to run through this in the time we have allowed it here. But I might go into the next hour, because I'm also going to ask your advice here, because I'm not really sure. Well, it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking here, so I'm just going to start from scratch and tell you what happened. Okay. Now, what happened yesterday? It was in the evening, probably about 5 or 6 o'clock. Here's what was going on. It was a nice day yesterday. You know, people who were outside yesterday know it was a nice day. I was outside and realized that my digital antenna was no longer picking up any channels. So I thought something has happened. So I went outside and realized that one of the wires that was going outside to the digital antenna it looked like it had been cut, but it was probably cut by a lawnmower or a weed eater or something like that. It didn't look like it was cut on purpose. So I thought, I've got to replace this. So I have another digital antenna inside. So I thought, okay, well, I'll get the other digital antenna out. So I get the other digital antenna out, and I mount that up. And to mount it, you have to stand on something to mount it, because you got to get it up high enough to where it'll pick up the channels. So I get up. Now, here's the first problem. I do not have a stepladder. I do not have a ladder. So the only thing I'm going to be able to get up on here is a chair, which is not the safest thing in the world. But I got up on a chair, and I hung the antenna. No problem. And I'm picking up channels. Okay. So at that point, I thought, I'm going to see if I can fix this other antenna. Because it's just, the wire's just been cut, and I think this can be fixed. So I go to work on fixing the other antenna. And I get the other antenna fixed, and I take it over, and I hook it back up, and it's starting to pick up channels. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself at this point, because now I think I have fixed the other antenna as well. So I thought, well, I need to go and just mount this old one back up and bring the one I had just put out there back in, and everything will be hunky-dory. It's a beautiful night out here tonight. It's still daylight. I can do this. No big deal. So I go outside with this new antenna. And again, to get up to mount it, you have to stand on a chair. So I get up on the chair, and I'm trying to mount this new antenna, or the old antenna that I've repaired. And I'm up on the chair, which is just on this point in the yard. The chair is below me, is just yard. Ground. And I'm up, and I'm mounting this old antenna. And I think you know where this story is going. Because disaster of disasters, the chair gives way. And it was one of those things, it was one of those moments where the chair gave way in a split second. It wasn't like there was any creaking or cracking or anything like that. The chair just gave way. Bam, the chair was gone, and it just went out from under me, is what happened. So I did not go forward, which was good, because I would probably have landed on my head. And I did not go backward, which is good, because I probably would have landed on my back or head or something like that. What happened was I just went straight down. Now, of course, I'm standing up at this point. So I go straight down, and of course you land on your feet. Now, that's not a far drop, but it is a jarring drop. And, you know, you ended up falling down because you fall a decent amount of a way here. So I hit the ground, and I'm immediately, now I'm laying flat on the ground. The chair is tipped over. I'm laying flat on the ground. The antenna's, I don't know where it is. It's over my head somewhere. And I'm laid out flat on the ground. Now, immediately, when something like that happens, you think, what have I done to my body? Does anything hurt here? Is anything in trouble? Now, oddly enough, with that fall, I did not really have any pain in any part of my body except my left ankle. Because I think when I went down, my left ankle kind of rolled to the side as I was going down. So, my left ankle was definitely, you know, it wasn't pain, oddly enough. It was just kind of sore. But it was enough to where I was looking at it, thinking, oh, do I have some kind of problem here? Because now I'm on the ground, and you're a little startled when you fall like that. And I've got this ankle, which now is a little sore. It was really the only thing on me that was sore. Nothing else hurt at all. So my left ankle is sore at this particular point. So I'm looking at my ankle, and I'm wiggling my toes, and my toes are all wiggling, and I'm moving my ankle, and I can move it back and forth. So I'm thinking everything is fine. So I'm there on the ground for a minute, you know, just gathering myself. And I get up, and I get on my feet, and I'm walking. There's no pain at all. To be honest with you, there was no pain after the initial fall, which is kind of strange. There was really no pain immediately after. And I was up walking. I got up. A matter of fact, I picked the chair up. I put it back inside. I picked the old antenna up. I put it in the closet. I was on my feet. I went inside. I washed my hands, you know, changed my clothes, did all those things. No problem at all. Well, I went in and I sat down for the first time after this fall, and I started to look at this left ankle, and I started to notice that it was a little swelled. Now, not big swelled, but it was just a little swelled, like on the outside. I could definitely tell that one ankle was a little bigger than the other. But doesn't hurt. No problem at all, and I'm walking around and everything's fine. Okay, so the night goes on. This happened about 6:30. The night goes on, and I did not take anything. I didn't take any pain pills or anything like that. I didn't take any Tylenol. I didn't take any pain relievers because I wasn't in any kind of pain. So everything was fine, and I sit down, and I'm watching television. And then at one point, I had to get up and go over to get something to drink. I wanted something to drink. And I got up, and I noticed after about an hour that the ankle was still swelled, and it was starting to hurt. It was starting to feel sore. Now, not pain, but just sore. When I would get up to try to walk,
it would just be sore. Only when I would walk, though. If I was sitting down and I had my leg propped up, it didn't hurt at all. No pain at all. But when I got up and tried to walk, I was limping a little bit because it was a little sore. So as the night goes on, it's getting sorer and sorer. So I consulted somebody, and I said, well, what should you do in a situation like this? You know, I said, I fell down, I've walked around, I have a little bit of swelling here, but it doesn't really hurt unless I get up and walk on it. So they said, put ice on it. Put ice on it and possibly take an anti-inflammatory. Now, I don't have any anti-inflammatories around my house, so that was out. But I have ice. You know, I don't live in the Stone Age, so I have ice. So I get some ice, and I'm putting the ice on it. And boy, that brings out the pain when you put ice on it. Now, I don't know if it's because of the way your ankle bends on the ice, but boy, that hurts. So I'm icing down my ankle. Apparently, this is for the swelling at this particular point. And the swelling is not getting any bigger at all. It's just cold. So it's getting sorer and sorer, but that's really about it. So it gets time to go to bed. It's probably about 11 o'clock. And I think, okay, well, it's time to go to bed. I looked at it before I went to bed. It was no bigger than when it had been when I had fallen. I'm still walking. I'm limping a little bit because it's sore. But that's really about it. So I go to bed. And here starts the trouble. I wake up this morning, as I do every morning, and I think, okay, I'm going to do my normal routine of getting ready to come here. Now, I get to the edge of the bed to get out of the bed. No pain. I'm in no pain. Nothing wrong. Don't feel bad at all. I get to the edge of the bed, and I put my feet on the floor. And right then, I knew there was trouble. So I put my feet on the floor, and I have to grab a hold of a chair to get up because my left ankle is hurting. Now, this is pain, but only pain when I'm on it, which is the strange thing. So I am limping around this morning, and it's not one of those limps like last night where I could limp, you know, and walk just fine. This is like a gotta grab the door frame, gotta grab the table, gotta grab the chair. Can't put much weight on the ankle at all. Like, the ankle is in serious pain when I put weight on it. Now, I'm looking at it. It's not any more swelled. It's not black and blue. It's not anything like that. But I'm moving awful ginger this morning. And I'm trying to get to the closet, because I figure, well, maybe if I take some Tylenol this morning, this will help the situation. So I get to the closet, and I get to the Tylenol, and this is how bad the pain was this morning, because I'm up on my feet at this point. It was so bad that I took 3 Tylenol. So if I zonk out during this program at any time during the 5 hours, you'll know why, because I took 3 Tylenol. But I'll tell you what I did do. I had some cottage cheese in the refrigerator, so I ate some cottage cheese, which I normally don't do in the morning. I did that because I thought taking 3 Tylenol on an empty stomach would not be good. So I took the 3 Tylenol, and I am limping around. I am thinking, how am I going to get in the shower? How am I going to stand in the bathroom and shave? How am I going to, because I'm not that steady doing this stuff on a normal day. I cut myself on a normal day shaving. And I am moving so gingerly. I get near a bed. I'm sliding across the bed to not put any weight on this thing. I'm getting in the shower. And you know, when I was standing in the shower this morning, you realize how much you use your legs. Because it was hard to move it, because when I moved it, it hurt. So you're trying to shampoo your hair, and you're trying to, you know, use a soapy rag and wash your face off and all this. And every time I moved, it hurt. It hurt. Because, you know, it's your left leg. So I finally get out, and now I'm trying to learn how to do things. You know, we're, as human beings, we're very adaptable this way in that, you know, my right leg is okay. My right leg is fine. I can put all kinds of weight on it. So now I'm learning how to get in and out of the shower and this sort of thing by just putting all my weight on my right leg and just kind of dragging the left leg along. So, you know, I get, and I'm trying to dry my hair and just not putting any weight on the left leg. And then I get to the point where I have to get dressed. Now, this is a problem because you have to move your legs, and you certainly have to move your ankle to, you know, put pants on, that sort of thing. And I'm telling you, that was an episode this morning. You know, that was one of those moments where if I had something like to chew on, that would have been one of those moments, because that was painful, trying to get the leg in and out of the, or the ankle in and out of the pant leg. That was painful. So I finally get dressed, and I'm thinking, okay, now I got to get to the car. So I'm trying to get to where I can get shoes on. And I think, I'm not wearing the shoes today. Now, I like to wear sandals, flip-flops, whatever, if I'm in a hurry. And then I'm just put, because I'm not bending over to tie anything, and I'm not, forget it, I'm not doing that. So I just slipped the flip-flops on, hobbled out to the car, and thank God, goodness it was my left ankle, because I don't drive with my left ankle. You know, when I get in the car, my left ankle's just over to the side, and I drive with the right ankle. So I get in the car, and I'm driving, and I stop at McDonald's, and I get my drink, and I get here to the radio station. So I'm parking across the street, and I thought, okay, now I got to get into the radio station, but now I got to cross this street out here, Center Street. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be trouble, because I am not moving fast at all. You know, it's like a limp. I kept thinking, boy, if I had a cane or a walker or something, this would be so much easier. So I see that traffic is way back, and I think, okay, I can make it across the street. And do you remember that old game, Frogger, where the little frog would have to get across the street without getting hit by the cars? That's what I felt like, because as I was limping across the street this morning, it felt like all these cars with headlights were coming at me, trying to run me down. They were trying to run me down. So I just make it up on the curb before this last car comes speeding by. And again, my left ankle is killing me at this point because I've had to run across the road. And then I have to go up some steps. Now, there's a lady downstairs in the lobby who every morning, because, you know, it's Ohio Health down here in the lobby, there is a lady down in the lobby who sees me every morning. And I'm thinking, I can't limp past her because she will think something's wrong because she's in the medical field. So I'm trying to straighten up before I walk past her because we always wave at each other in the morning, and I don't know if I did a good job of it or not, because frankly, I was limping pretty good. I get on the elevator, I walk down the hall here, I get to the studio, I get in the chair. Now, as long as I'm sitting in the chair here, there's really no pain in my left ankle. But if I tried to get up and walk, I'm sure there would be. So here's what I've decided at this particular point. I might just sit in this chair forever. Because it was such an ordeal to get here this morning. And I really don't know at this particular point what is wrong with my ankle. Because after falling on it yesterday, it was fine for like an hour. And then this morning, oh my goodness, things fell apart. So, I don't know. See, I don't know if it's a sprain. I don't know I really don't know what it is. It's not bruised. It is a little swollen. So I just don't know. And I have not been on it in about an hour. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on what might be going on here? And, you know, here's one of those moments where I thought, I don't have one of those ace bandages to wrap around my ankle. I don't have anything. And I've never had any problems with my feet or anything like that. So I don't have any of those boots laying around that people put on. So I just had to muddle through it this morning. Does anybody know out there what this might be? 740-383-9944. Has anybody ever had a delayed reaction like this? Because like I say, when I fell off the chair last night, it was fine. I got back up. I walked around, moved my toes. Everything felt fine. It was just a little swollen. I was perfectly normal. But this morning, there were problems. And you have no idea. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you've had these issues. You have no idea how much you end up using your feet and ankles to try to get around. But right now, no pain, because I'm just sitting in a chair. Like I say, if I don't put any weight on it, there's really no issue. So that's the way it goes. If anybody has any ideas on this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm getting some information here via the internet, and we'll see how good this information is. Now, well, the first question here is, who drives with their ankle? Well, I wasn't driving with my ankle, but you got to drive with your foot. And I think pushing down with my foot, my left foot, would have caused pain, because if I put any weight on my left foot, there is pain at this point. So I drive with my right foot. You know, the right foot runs the brake and also runs the gas. So that's what I was talking about. I wasn't driving with my ankle, but that's kind of the point there. Okay, here's some interesting information. A clean break is the best. A sprained ankle is the worst, because there is nothing you can do for it. Just wait it out. Is it swollen? Well, yeah, I think it is swollen. And I don't, but you see, you don't really know it. I'm pretty sure it's swollen. I just touched it like that was going to do anything. And you know, it just, but again, I was up walking on it yesterday and it was fine right after I fell. I don't know if you could walk on a broken ankle. Has anybody ever had a broken ankle or a sprain? What are the symptoms here? I would love to know this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you have any remedies for this? Because the only remedies I have right now are ice it and an anti-inflammatory, which I don't have any anti-inflammatories. I'll pick some up on the way home or something. But icing it, That just seemed to hurt. That was not the best moment of my life. Now, I'm getting word here again from the internet. I'd much rather have a break than a sprained ankle. Takes forever to get better. You can walk on a broken bone. Well, how about that? See, this is okay, this person is saying, my mom and my sister walked to school for a week before she took her to the doctor, and it was broken. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's broken, because I don't feel any, not that I'm a doctor, but I don't feel any like bones floating around in there, and it doesn't hurt. Like right now, sitting in the chair doesn't hurt at all. But if I would try to get up and walk around, there would be some pain. So this is where I'm at. So does anybody know, if your ankle is broken, wouldn't you have pain in it all the time? I mean, I have zero pain when I am not on it. Zero. But when I try to walk on it, that's when the pain happens. So I'm thinking that it's probably a sprain, which I'm not even really sure what a sprain is. What is a sprained ankle? What does that mean? That you stretched a muscle or something? I never really understood what a sprained ankle was. But I know this. And what is the ACE bandage supposed to do? You know, people always have their ankles wrapped in these ACE bandages. Now, I'm not really sure what that is supposed to do. I don't have an ACE bandage, and I certainly don't have my ankle wrapped, but I was never sure what that was supposed to do. Now, during the break here, which is going to come up in about 3 minutes, I'm going to try to walk on this thing again, which I have not done since I got in here about a quarter till this morning. So we're going to see how this walking goes during the break momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
A sprain typically is you stretch a ligament or something like that. You know, that's what holds the bones together. Bone to bone is the ligaments, and tendons hold the muscle to the bone. But you stretch those. But, you know, you might have a hairline fracture, you know, of one of the bones.
Well, you know, it's my understanding that the doctor cannot do a whole lot for things like that.
No, and they put an ACE bandage on just to limit movement.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Well, that's the big problem. I wonder why, though, right after, I mean, fairly all night last night, I really had no big issues, but boy, this morning they came on.
Yeah, but a hairline fracture, you wouldn't until you put weight on it and it wants to separate it. That's when your pain occurs. You know, you have the nerves in the periphery of your bones that doesn't like to be moved around.
Huh.
So, yes, the only way you'd know is to go get a MRI or something of that nature.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you. That's interesting.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, any information, I'll be glad to take. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, you know, it was one of those things this morning. Really, I thought, man, if I just had a walker or a cane, I would be okay. Because when you shift your weight, you know, if I shift my weight to the right, everything's fine. But if I try to put weight on the left, that's when it all goes downhill. Now, it could have just been one of those things where, you know, overnight, you know how you get up in the morning and you're kind of a little more sore than you normally are? I'm going to figure this out here in a moment, because during the break, I'm going to get up and try to walk on this thing again. But, I don't know. It's not black and blue. I'm going to look and see if it's still a little swelled. I really don't know at this point. But here is a word to the wise. Don't get up on a chair and try to hang an antenna. I will never do that again. And you know, I had premonitions all summer, because I've been up there more than once this summer, trying to hang this antenna. Don't ever do that. It's a horrible, horrible disaster. It will end badly. And yesterday was my day. Almost at the end of summer. What is the luck there? I'll be back soon.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. And George was just glad to know what to do.